This is Director Chris Rodriguez of the New Jersey Office of Homeland Security and Preparedness, and I want to welcome you to Season 2 of Intelligence Unclassified. This season, we are refocusing our episodes to better reflect NJOHSP's three core mission areas: counterterrorism, cybersecurity, and emergency preparedness. We'll be pulling both local and national experts in all these fields in an effort to discuss New Jersey's diverse threat landscape and to offer you a unique perspective on current homeland security trends and issues. If this is your first time listening, then thanks for coming. Please feel free to add this podcast to your RSS feed or iTunes. You can also follow us on Twitter at NJOHSP and Facebook. All links can be found in the show notes and on our website, www.njhomelandsecurity.gov.
Hello, my name is Scott Gibson. I'm a senior planner in the Preparedness Bureau of the New Jersey Office of Homeland Security and Preparedness. Today, we are going to be discussing school safety in New Jersey with Ben Castillo, director of the New Jersey Department of Education's Office of School Preparedness and Emergency Planning. Hi, Ben, and thank you for joining us today.
Hi, Scott. Thanks for having me.
So, Ben, why don't we just jump right into it and start with the basics. What does the New Jersey Department of Education do to help New Jersey school districts stay safe?
Well, Scott, through our Office of School Preparedness and Emergency Planning, the Department of Education provides guidance and assistance to districts and schools concerning the administrative codes and legislation relative to school security. More specifically, administrative code requires school districts to develop, review, revise, and implement school safety and security plans in consultation with local law enforcement, health, social service, and emergency management agencies, as well as other community members. The code also requires districts to provide annual statements of assurance to the Department of Education through their county offices to indicate that required drills were conducted. Legislatively, New Jersey has among the most, if not the most, robust security drill requirements in the nation. The school security drill law requires all K through 12 schools to conduct a school security drill monthly, in addition to the mandatory monthly fire drills. Within the past few years, our office has conducted over 700 unannounced drill observations throughout the state. The requirements in both the administrative code and legislation provide opportunities for our office to share best practices in school security and to provide guidance and assistance to schools throughout New Jersey as requested.
So, Ben, what does that mean for school districts in the state? What do they need to do to effectively secure their schools? What are their first steps?
Indeed. A good first step in securing any structure or venue is to take a security perspective from the outside in. Efforts should be made to identify and keep possible threats as far away as possible. This can begin at the school property line with physical barriers such as fencing or natural barriers, and by employing techniques known as crime prevention through environmental design. Proper signage and wayfinding signs are important as well. Many schools have been building security vestibules, which keep visitors from entering the building until they can be properly vetted. Also vital in the event of an emergency is ability to communicate. As events unfold, it's important to provide timely notice to those who may be at risk, as well as to other stakeholders. In times of crisis, communication must immediately be made with those in and around the school, as well as to first responders, parents, and caregivers. Just as important are school policies and procedures. While security measures can seem inconvenient, certain practices and protocols must be put in place in order to keep schools as safe as possible.
Well, that definitely touches on what schools can and are doing in the state. How does your office and the Department of Education communicate to parents about the safeguards in place to protect their children while they're at school?
Upon the request of districts and schools, members of our office have spoken to parents on the topic of school security. Our most important message to them is to support the security policies and efforts within their schools. Most of our trainings are limited to school personnel, first responders, and other school security stakeholders. However, last year we hosted an open event at which Christina Anderson, a shooting survivor of the 2007 Virginia Tech school shooting, shared her experiences, spoke of her recovery, and of her continued efforts in school safety and student education initiatives. And many parents took advantage of the opportunity to attend. We also respond directly to parents who contact the Department of Education by email. In addition, our office website, most of which is open to the public, informs of security regulations and statutes and other aspects of school security. It includes helpful links to many of our partners' websites, such as the United States Department of Education's Readiness and Emergency Management for Schools, the New Jersey Office of Homeland Security and Preparedness, New Jersey State Police, and others.
Ben, is there anything that parents themselves can do or teach their kids about school safety?
Yes, Scott. Parents should become aware of their school security policies, abide by them, inquire if they're unclear, and suggest improvements. To the extent possible, they should engage in the development of school security policy and share the purposes of the policy with their children. Families should also develop a safety mindset in the home. FEMA offers some excellent resources on its website, which include many resources such as information on building an emergency 72-hour kit for school-age kids. Creating a safety mindset at home will contribute to the support of the school's efforts in maintaining a safe and secure school environment.
So what are the schools doing at the individual level? Are they offering safety classes and assemblies to staff and students, or is it just drills?
All right. We see many forward-thinking schools engage in discussing school security regularly with their students. Some seek the input of students following the drills. It's important to constantly educate students on the importance of safety, and this extends beyond locks and ID cards. Discussions on safety should include addressing personal behaviors as well, such as the dangers of sexting and maintaining a safe online presence. The Department of Education also offers additional guidance on maintaining positive conditions for learning. For example, New Jersey's School Climate Survey can be used to support school culture and climate activities and help prevent at-risk student behavior.
And Ben, finally, what does your office do in conjunction with the New Jersey Office of Homeland Security and Preparedness to bolster these efforts in the state?
Yeah, thanks, Scott. Our collaboration with OHSP has been tremendous. Since the education sector is a subset of the government sector, we regularly reap the benefits of OHSP's contributions to the state security environment. OHSB intelligence analysts have provided information to school administrators during our training sessions, and other OHSB members have accompanied us on our school security drill observations. We've also partnered with OHSB Training and Exercise Bureau personnel to conduct active school shooter tabletop exercises and work with them to provide situational awareness for school bus drivers training. Having our Office of School Preparedness and Emergency Planning physically located within OHSB's building among OHSB personnel has allowed us to share information on school-related safety and security issues as they unfold. And this podcast is also an opportunity for outreach, which OHSB had made available to us. So it's been an invaluable partnership.
Well, Ben, we really appreciate having you. That is all the time we have for today. But before we go, I want to thank you for taking the time to speak with us and discuss everything you and the Office of School Preparedness and Emergency Planning do to keep New Jersey schools safe.
Thanks, Scott. We look forward to the continued partnership. Thanks again.
Again, all links can be found in the show notes and on our website at www.njhomelandsecurity.gov. If you have any ideas or topics for future episodes, please contact us on Twitter at NJOHSP or email us at intelunclass@njohsp.gov. Thanks for listening, and don't forget to subscribe to Intelligence Unclassified.